Gemara tells us in this week's parsha, Parshas Nitzavim, about the mitzvah of tshuva. Pasuk says, "Ki mitzvah zos asher anochi nitzav hayom, lo nefleisi mimcha v'lo rechokahi." This mitzvah that I'm commanding you today is not difficult. Lo b'shamayim hi, v'lo me'ever layom hi, ki kar v'elach adav ma'od eficha v'uvavcha lasosa. Ramban explains that the mitzvah that the Torah is referring to here is tshuva. The mitzvah that he was talking about in the previous few psukim, Shavta ad Hashem Elokecha v'shamata b'kolo. You'll do tshuva. That's the mitzvah that the Torah is talking about. And about this mitzvah, the Torah says that it's not difficult. It's not out of reach. It's karav elecha hadavar ma'od. It's easy to grasp. It's easy to achieve. We tend to read these psukim each and every year with a sense of disbelief. Is tshuva really that easy? Is it so simple? If so, why don't we find more Balei Tshuva among assimilated secular Jews? And why can't we, who appreciate the meaning of Tshuva, the importance of Tshuva, why can't we seem to do a Tshuva Shlema? Why can't we seem to do a meaningful and lasting Tshuva? Why do we so often feel as Rosh Hashanah approaches that we're back to square one, that last year's attempt at Tshuva didn't quite hit the mark? Reb Chaim Shmulevitz says that the answer is that hergel, habit, is a very powerful force. And it's hard to overcome. It's not easy for a person who's used to a certain lifestyle to change and to choose a different path. And even those who appreciate intellectually the importance of tshuva, even they can have a hard time internalizing that awareness and actually acting on it. So if it's so hard, why does the Torah say it's so easy? Rav Palm explains that the Torah never meant to say that it's easy. The Torah just meant to say that to get past the difficulty, to get past the challenge of tshuva, you have to start with something easy. We all have mitzvahs that we enjoy. Some people enjoy learning, some people enjoy davening, some people enjoy doing chesed. The Torah is telling us, take the mitzvah that you enjoy and add a little bit to it. Sacrifice a little bit for it. Come a few minutes earlier to davening. Dedicate a short amount of time during Seder to learning without any batala. Choose a special act of chesed to do. Do something meaningful that's easy for you. This will put you in a mindset of change, and it'll make other types of change that much easier. This is one point, perhaps, that the Torah is telling us. But I think the Torah might be hinting to another idea as well. And that is, although completing the process of tshuva might be difficult, the essence of tshuva is really quite simple. Tshuva is all a matter of perspective. Tshuva is about being honest with ourselves. It's about looking in the mirror and realizing exactly what we're capable of doing. Sometimes we fail to do tshuva because we think too little of ourselves. We just don't think we can do better. And sometimes we don't even want to be pushed to do more. We don't want to have a guilty conscience. Aren't we doing enough, we say? Look, we daven with a minyan, and we learn, and we do chesed. How much more can we do? But if we're really honest with ourselves, we don't up to the fact that we could do better. We could concentrate more during tefillah. We could sacrifice more for others. We could speak more sensitively to others. We could spend more time being involved in mitzvos and masim tovim, and less time being involved pursuing material pleasures and our own desires. The only thing separating us from a more fulfilling life is the recognition, the realization that we can do better. And that's the first step to tshuva. Being honest with oneself, that's the first step. And that only takes a second. Ki karov elecha hadavar ma'od. This perhaps is the deeper meaning behind the famous Maamar Chazal about Tkia Shofar. The Gemara Rosh Hashanah tells us, Lama tokin u'mariyin k'shein omdin, u'tokin u'mariyin k'shein yoshin, k'nei la'arbe v'sasotan. Why do we blow both the Tkios de Meyusha before Musaf on Rosh Hashanah and the Tkios de Me'umad during Musaf, k'nei la'arbe v'sasotan, to confuse the Sotan? So that he won't be able to argue appropriately, he won't be able to argue his case against us. The question is obvious. Come on, is the Sotan really so confused? What confuses him? What's so? Why is he afraid? A couple more sounds of the shofar? What's he so concerned about? The answer is the sultan is afraid of the shofar because he knows that all a person needs to do tshuva is to become awakened, to be honest with himself. And that's the special koach of the shofar. As the Rambam, the famous Rambam Hilchos Tshuva, writes, that there's a remez in the blowing of the shofar, Uru yesheinim mishinaschem v'nerdamim akitzum mitardemaschem. The shofar is a wake-up call. The shofar has the uncanny ability to jolt a person, to shake him up, to take him out of his comfort zone, to make him realize it's time to do better. So the more we blow shofar, the more the sultan is afraid. That's why he gets confused. He's afraid because he knows the shofar has a koach to get us to do tshuva, a koach to think of ourselves differently. Change isn't easy. It's a slow process. We have to be patient with ourselves. But the first step is being honest with ourselves and realizing what we're capable of doing. We should all be zocha to receive all of the siyata d'shmaya we need to develop the proper perspective on life, to internalize the truth that we know in our hearts already, and to have the courage to act on that truth, to have the courage to follow through and make meaningful changes in our lives. Thank you.